or Al Yurin knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Big, big, fat,
radio.
Lusaka Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in, even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now.
Welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ. Your bank.
977 News.
The High Court has thrown out an appeal by the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, seeking to overturn the acquittal of Patriotic Front PF Acting President, Given Lubinda, leaving his earlier acquittal fully intact. In international news, a federal judge in New York has ruled the U.S. Department of Justice can publicly release grand jury records from Jeffrey Epstein's 2019 sex trafficking case. And in sports news, the Chipolo Polo boys have left for Spain to begin their final round of preparations for the Morocco 2025 AFCON.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 News. With the news in detail, my name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The High Court has thrown out an appeal by the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, seeking to overturn the acquittal of Patriotic Front PF Acting President, Given Lubinda, effectively leaving his earlier acquittal fully intact. The ruling upholds the subordinate court's decision of 18 April 2024, which cleared Lubinda of four counts of possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime involving four properties and more than $280,000 allegedly linked to criminal proceeds under Section 71, Cap 1 of the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act. In the appeal, DPP Gilbert Piri had asked the High Court, sitting as the Economic and Financial Crimes Court, to set aside the acquittal, arguing that the trial magistrate erred in law by accepting Mr. Lubinda's explanation regarding the origin of funds he was alleged to have received. However, the High Court ruled that there was no misdirection and that the prosecution had not met the legal threshold required to overturn the acquittal. The court found that the magistrate had correctly evaluated the evidence and applied the law, concluding that the state failed to prove that the properties and funds in question were proceeds of crime.
977 News.
In other news, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialubalo, has condemned the demolition of several houses in Kasompe Airstrip in Chingola. Sialubalo says the act of displacing the affected families, particularly during the rainy season, has impacted negatively on their livelihoods. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka, Sialubalo says government is concerned over the manner the demolition exercise was carried out because the whole exercise was not discussed in a council meeting at Chingola Municipal Council. The minister says the demolition exercise was conducted without the due consultative process in which the local authority should have engaged various stakeholders that included the affected families. He says while preliminary findings indicated that the land in question belonged to the Zambia Civil Aviation Authority, the demolition exercise by the local authority lacked consultation.
977 News.
In more news, government says it is committed to improving the country's business environment and has since extended an invitation to Turkish businesses to explore investment opportunities in the country. Speaking at the Zambia-Turkey Business Breakfast in Lusaka, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoka Mlenga, highlighted diverse sectors such as energy, manufacturing, mining, construction and agriculture. The minister emphasized government's efforts to support investment through policy and structural reforms. Malenga disclosed that the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry is advancing business licensing reforms aimed at reducing the cost of doing business, lowering compliance burdens, and promoting increased trade within the region. The Zambia-Turkey Business Breakfast aims to enhance relations between the two countries with 25 agreements signed to promote trade and investment ties. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, the Zimba Town Council has confiscated over 500 bottles of assorted beer from business entities operating without valid liquor licenses. The operation, led by the Council Police Section working with the Public Health Section, targeted shops and trading outlets suspected of selling alcohol illegally. Officers in the district have been conducting intensified patrols across the district to curb unlawful beer trading, which poses risks to public order and undermines regulated business practices. The crackdown is part of an ongoing effort to ensure that all liquor trading businesses comply with the Liquor Licensing Act and local bylaws. Coming up next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, a federal judge in New York has ruled the U.S. Department of Justice can publicly release grand jury records from Jeffrey Epstein's 2019 sex trafficking case. U.S. District Judge Richard Berman's ruling reverses his previous decision to keep the material sealed. He cited a new law passed by Congress requiring the Justice Department to release files about Epstein by the end of next week. Epstein was charged with sex trafficking in July 2019. He died in a New York prison cell a month later while awaiting trial. The latest ruling comes a day after another judge made a similar ruling in the case of Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted in 2021 for her role in facilitating Epstein's abuse. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, the Chipolo Polo boys have left for Spain to begin their final round of preparations for the Morocco 2025 AFCON. The 22-member contingent, made up mainly of local players except for Fashion Sakala and Stopila Sunzu, together with the technical staff, left Lusaka on Aer Lingus Airlines at 14:30 hours from Kenneth Kaunda International Airport. The boys will be joined by their foreign-based teammates in Murcia, Spain, for their international camp. The Spain camp will run from December 11th to 17th, 2025, in the city of Murcia. Earlier today, Coach Moses Cicione announced his 28-man Chipolo Polo squad for the AFCON tournament. Zambia is in Group A with Morocco, Mali, and Comoros. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
The High Court has thrown out an appeal by the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, seeking to overturn the acquittal of Patriotic Front PF Acting President Given Luinda, leaving his earlier acquittal fully intact. In international news, a federal judge in New York has ruled that the U.S. Department of Justice can publicly release grand jury records from Jeffrey Epstein's 2019 sex trafficking case. And in sports news, the Chipolo Polo boys have left for Spain to begin their final round of preparations for the Morocco 2025 AFCON. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
Every now and then, we all have financial pressure. But with a NatQuick loan from NatSave, you can sort it out. Kasove fast with a NatQuick loan. For more details, visit your nearest NatSave branch or email us on info@natsave.co.za. You can also visit our website, www.natsave.co.za. National Savings and Credit Bank. NatSave, your bank.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is.